Cooper Weber, 42-10, a senior. Ryan Patrick is a junior. He is 38-6, and he is from Sutherland. Cooper is in the red singlet and the black singlet for Patrick, and we are ready to go. We are up on the mats, and here we go. First period is underway, and Weber immediately again, as wrestlers are on their feet, reaches over the top of Patrick, but now Patrick has got Cooper by the leg, and he's got him tied up. And now Patrick has got Cooper Weber in some trouble. Now Cooper on his back for just a second, but he's able to roll back over onto his middle. But again, it's Patrick who has him. He's got his leg tied up. He's got his head tied up, and he's looking to roll Weber. Weber, though, trying like heck to get out of it. Weber up onto his feet. He reaches for a leg. Let's see. Nope, Patrick will throw him back down onto the mat. And again, Patrick has got Cooper Weber in some trouble right away. No points awarded. Well, a two-point takedown. But now I think Cooper Weber is going to get the reversal. Let's see. Let's see if he gets it. No, he is not able to get the reversal. And Patrick able to get back on top of him. 2-0. Patrick leads it over Cooper Weber of Hemmingford. We're down to our final 7 seconds to go here in period number one as they wrestle right in front of the scorer's clock. And again, the period ends. So 2-0. Ryan Patrick of Sutherland leading Cooper Weber of the Alliance Bulldogs as we head now into period number two. And Cooper Weber is going to take the down position as we begin this second period. Ryan Patrick of Sutherland leading Cooper Weber of Hemmingford 2-0. On the whistle, Weber immediately steps right up. He's going to try to get away, see if he can break the hold. No, Patrick able to pick him up and drive him right back into the mat. And now Patrick again with both arms wrapped around the torso of Weber, and he will throw him out of bounds. So we will come back to the center of the mat with Cooper Weber in the down position. 2-0, Patrick of Sutherland leading Weber of Hemmingford. On the whistle again, Weber tries to stand up, but Patrick just grabs the ankle and pulls him right back down. Now Cooper again on his backside, or on his rear end, I should say, struggling to try and get back up, and he does. He'll get up to all fours, but Patrick again working. He's got that right ankle tied up and his left arm around the torso of Weber. We've got a stalemate called or possible dangerous hold there, so they will come back to the center of the mat, and again it will be Weber in the down position. Again, Patrick leads Cooper Weber 2-0. We're a minute 25 to go, second period. Weber on the whistle, stands up, tries to get away, but again, it is Patrick who just drives him back into the mat. And now Patrick working on the top, taking that left arm, wrapping it right underneath the chin there of Cooper Weber, and now he'll tie up both of his legs. He's got both of his legs wrapped around the torso of Weber, and Cooper really can't do much. Patrick trying to turn him. Patrick trying like heck to turn him. Let's see. Cooper, if he can get his head out, he might get the escape. He gets his head out, and he gets the reversal. And so now we are tied up at 2-2 as Weber able to get his head out of the hold and sneak around behind Patrick. And now he has got the reversal. It is 2-2. We are all tied up. And now Weber working on Patrick on the top. We're down to our final 35 seconds to go here in the second period. Cooper Weber working now. Ryan Patrick down on his base on all fours. He's straining, trying to get up, but Weber not going to let him. He's going to grab a hold of that left ankle and not let it. Now rolling over is Patrick on top of Riley Cooper, on top of Cooper Weber. We'll see what develops here. They are both tied up right in the center of the mat, down to our final 10 seconds. No points awarded yet. We're still tied 2-2. But Weber in control right now of Patrick. Down to our final 5 seconds to go here in this second period. And the period ends. So we head to the third period. And again, 2 points are going to be awarded, maybe for some near fall points, to Cooper Weber. So he's been awarded 2 points. It is now 4-2. Weber leads as we begin the third period. Both wrestlers are up on their feet. We start the third period. Cooper Weber of Hemmingford ahead of Ryan Patrick of Sutherland by a 4-2 score. Patrick looks to take a shot. Weber fights it off. Both wrestlers on their feet now in the center of the mat, backing up toward the right side of the mat. They're over on the right end of the mat. Cooper again tries to sneak his foot in there and trip Weber, but Cooper is quick enough to get away from it. So again, they remain tied up, and they are off the mat on the far right side. They'll come back to the center. Both wrestlers will be up in the up position, standing up. Again, on the whistle, Patrick takes a shot at Cooper's legs, but again, Weber is able to fight away from it. Now they break apart. We are a minute 15 to go. Weber again, the aggressor here. He leads it 4-2. He comes right after Patrick. He's looking to take a shot at a leg. He tries to reach around and trip him, but again, Patrick able to bounce away from it. We're down to 1 minute remaining in this match as they break apart. Both wrestlers on their feet, center in the mat. Patrick takes a shot. Weber again fights him off, and they are off the mat. 53 seconds to go in this match. 4-2. Cooper Weber of Hemmingford leads Ryan Patrick of Gothenburg. Now Weber and Patrick again tied up in the center of the mat. Patrick needs to take a shot. Cooper needs to fight it off. Again, they are still tied up. Weber again, the aggressor, though, kind of backing Patrick up a little bit. Now they break apart. Down to 30 seconds to go in this match. Patrick down on one knee, takes a swipe at one of his legs, at one of Cooper Weber's legs, but he's able to get away from it again. We're down to 20 seconds to go. 4-2, Cooper Weber of Hemmingford leads it over Ryan Patrick of Sutherland. Looking to take it, looking to sneak his foot in there and trip Cooper up, but again, he backs away from it, and we are off the mat on the far side. 14 seconds to go in this match. Both wrestlers in the up position. Again, it is Patrick taking a shot. Weber able to fight it off. Now Patrick looking to roll Cooper, but Cooper able to fight it off. They trip him. He takes him down, but he's out of bounds. And no points awarded with 3 seconds to go. 4-2, Cooper Weber needs to fight him off for 3 more seconds, and he will. And Cooper Weber is going to finish his career as a Hemmingford Bobcat with a 43-10 record, a 4-2 win, and a fifth-place medal. Congratulations, Cooper Weber of the Hemmingford Bobcats. An outstanding career. He ends his career with a record of 43-10, and he wins fifth place here in the Nebraska State Wrestling Championships. Great job. He gets a hug by the Hemmingford coaches and a handshake from everybody all around the scorers table. I'm sure there's Bobcat fans here that are cheering him on. And great job. Cooper Weber will end his career. I think he's a little emotional down there, too, as he finishes his career as a Hemmingford Bobcat. But again, 43 wins his senior year. That is outstanding. And a fifth place medal here in the state championships. And just a lot of emotion down there on that mat right now for that outstanding senior, Cooper Weber of Hemmingford. Great job, Cooper. He wins fifth place as he wraps up his career in wrestling as a Hemmingford Bobcat. Our coverage again of our state wrestling championships here on KCOW, brought to you by Dave's Pharmacy of Hemmingford, close to home with daily delivery to Alliance. Triangle Electric of Alliance for all your electrical needs. And AJ's Sports Bar and Grill in Hemmingford, new name, but same great service.